What are your thoughts, Doug, when it comes to comparing an organization's demographics versus what's common in the industry or the geography where the company's based? So I mentioned an idea of doing that, but in terms of expectation setting or using that, it's kind of like what are you using that for? But basically, what are your thoughts on that in terms of incorporating other demographic or other information externally to be able to baseline your performance versus what's common, right? And understanding that as a baseline. Is that appropriate? Is that okay? Or do you have thoughts on that where there's a gray area?
Well, one of the things that we have to consider is available workforce. So I had one company say we want, 50% African American engineers. I'm like, yeah, okay. Sounds good, but that's not now. You want to move from the 1% you got, but you got to look at the real world, and that's both available talent for that background. It's also a concrete, though, profile of success. So many organizations create profiles of success that make it hard for people to ever meet it. And some of these profiles have been set from 20 years ago. You got to live in four different cities. Why? Because that's why I lived in four different cities. I lived in four different cities. So for me, and so it's like we don't can't find no talent who lived in four different cities. Well, they don't have to live in four different cities, but you're stuck on old criteria. So you got to look at current criteria, look at the available workforce, and the biggest piece of work now is pipeline work. With things that are underrepresented, you gotta go look for it earlier and prepare it. I majored in economics and sociology, and I changed to sociology like junior year. But you can't change the engineering in junior year. We got to prepare people early to be an engineer to kind of get them ready for that type of role. So it has to be realistic, and it is okay to do, but do it the right way.